Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
All right, folks. Hey, we're back. And it is Wednesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Kim Wade, I am coming to you live from WYAB 1039 everywhere. Well, folks, it is Wednesday. And as we have to do here at WYAB, certainly on the Kim Wade Show, we want to remind you, we want to exhort you, we want to implore you that it's Back to Christ Wednesday. That's when we encourage you to take that opportunity. Let's go back to that time when you first believed, when you were on fire for the Lord. He was telling everybody about how the Lord had changed your life and how you're willing to follow him. And as the successes started to roll in and kind of got full of yourself and kind of got a little lazy and lax in your relationship, and that laxness turned into sin, and now you can't face him. Like Adam in the garden after the fall, hiding out. Well, this is the day that you can come on back. Let's reestablish that relationship that has gotten torn and tattered. Remember, our Lord didn't walk away from us. We walked away from him because he is never out of our presence. We're never out of his. But because sin is coming into our lives, we need to be reminded. So I'm asking you now, won't you come? Come and bow your heart, lift up your hand and say, Lord, have mercy on me. In the case of Kim Wade, the biggest fool in Jackson. I get it wrong more than I get it right, but his mercy is available to me and to you. So won't you come? Won't you come?
I feel that I'm so far from you, Lord, but still I hear you calling.
Lord,
I must confess, Lord, I've been blessed, but yet my soul's not satisfied. Renew my faith, restore my joy.
Lord,
then dry
my weeping eyes. Take me back. Take me back to your love.
To the place where I first
received you, Lord.
Take me back
to your love where I first received you. All right. Boy, that song, it just doesn't get old. And we all need to do that. We all need to be mindful that that relationship needs to be. In fact, that's the only thing that's going to sustain us. Real talk now. Don't let nobody browbeating you into thinking, oh, I am too much of a sinner. I've done too. Don't listen to them. Those are the high and mighty. Those are the Pharisees. You walk wide of those folks. God will receive you with open arms. All you need to do is turn, repent, turn your cap around, bow your heart. And our nation needs it. We need it individually, collectively. You know, nations get judged in the here and now. Now, we're going to get judged on that great getting up when we got to turn our palms up before the Lord and show the work of our hands here in this world. But nations, baby, baby, things will be fine until they're not. Everything will be great until it collapses. And we're on the verge of that right now. This is why you hear me talk about the corner cutters. Those who think that because God ain't smacked them down and smited them down or struck them down with lightning right there on the spot for the sins and inordinacy that they're doing with a winking eye, that they think they got it made in the shade. I'm telling you, it's like every other thief who gets caught. Oh, here, you can have it back. Here's your money back. Here's the things that I stole. No, see, you weren't going to give it back if you hadn't got caught. And this is why. I'm telling you, quit playing. Quit playing. And you shepherds out there, my Lord, bro, please, please, please take your commission serious. Please. Because the warnings you hear issued here on this show from Radio Strongman, there's still warnings, regardless of what you think of me. And to you folks out there who are abiding and condoning the liars in this critical moment of our nation's history, woe be unto you. This is why I can say, stand flat-footed and tell my black brothers and sisters, y'all wrong. What you're doing is wrong. There is no redeeming qualities in this course of action that we're on. I know you all enamored with the important people who pop up and stand up in front of you and exhort you with the foolishness and, bruh, let your standard be righteousness. And if you're doing right, you ain't got to look around for me. Oh, baby, I got you. I got you, dog. But if you're doing wrong, don't expect me to condone it. Don't expect me to put my hand on it. Well, you do that for Donald Trump. Okay, show me where he's wrong. Show me what he's doing wrong. Well, you know he's an adulterer, bruh. Really? Really? And you are 100% correct. But there are certain things above my pay grade. That's between him and his Lord. He is not legislating that into public policy. Contrary to what Joe Biden and Barack Obama has been doing. And if you don't understand that difference, who's pastoring you? You know, I've been listening to the Standard of Truth podcast, Miss April. What is April's last name? I can't think of it right now. And that's just and you know what? She's untrained, formally untrained in terms of going through a seminary or theological school or whatever. She just study groups and studying on her own. That sister has some spiritual clarity and can articulate her positions. And this is why, folks, I'm telling you, what has come out with this lawsuit with P. Diddy, along with Jeff Epstein and all the other folks, didn't I tell you that 2024 is going to be the year of the mirror? And that we all, even Radio Strongman, we're going to get that mirror held up in front of us. And many of us are not going to like what we're seeing reflected back in it. And I'm telling you now, put me down on record. Because of the public stances Benny Thompson has taken and has actively stolen the freedoms of all those Americans languishing in the jails and gulags of America, the J6 protesters, etc. Those lies are going to come back to haunt homeboy. He's going to get publicly humiliated along with Michael Guest. I'm calling him out by name. I'm like Babe Ruth. I'm pointing towards the bleachers. Now, let me tell you what else is getting ready to happen. I ain't no prophet. I'm not a prophet. You remember when Chalk Lines Lumumba won re-election? And he went out to Holly Weird. This is right after Derek Johnson became head of the National Association of Colored People, Negroes. And they had the Image Award, BET Image Award, which is coming up next week, coming up on the 16th. That's next Saturday, I guess. And that picture of chalk lines there with the transvestite from Jackson, Mississippi. I believe they're from Jackson, Mississippi. Now, the significance of all that is that the bulk of the NAACP's money is coming from the LGBT community. I told y'all that. I'm not going to be found wrong on this. That's why Derek walked around throwing Prince pants on when he's out there in Hollywood with the cheeks out. Now, all this ties back to P. Diddy. Man, don't gays don't give up that money without, let's just say, everybody going to have to be happy. And before this P. Diddy thing goes away, and when those people start getting on the stand and telling their story, and you get that 6 degrees of separation going, where this entertainer talking about who he went to be. What is that boy that used to be on with the Disney Channel, Orlando Brown, Orlando with Simone Girl. He talking about all the men he done slept with, all the rappers and R&B singers, black male singers. Folks, these people are sick. It's coming unraveled. That's why I'm telling Benny, Derek, and all the. Remember when Derek told me I ain't nobody? Okay, Derek, but I know somebody. So write it in blood. These things going to be so. And it's also going to show you that unless the black community struggles to free itself from this debasement, the NAACP's tentacles of evil is getting thicker and thicker. Oh, I know that they started out doing some good, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center did. But when you sit back and look what they've done to the black community as it relates to education, I'm talking about in 2024, where we find ourselves. I'm telling you now, in between now and the mayoral election in 2025, I am going to show and demonstrate to you the relationships and the tentacles of these foundations, like the Kellogg Foundation, the NAACP, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. I'm going to show you the black gatekeepers that are holding blacks in general, but the black community in particular, holding them down. The Charles Barkleys, the Stephen A. Smiths, the Derek Johnsons, the Benny Thompsons, the Black Caucus. You're going to see what you're going to be able to see in their reaction to me and my candidacy. You're going to be able to see in what they say. Then, well, wait a minute. What the brother's saying is, you know, they get on the National Football League halftime show on Super Bowl talking about lift every voice and sing. We're talking about lifting the gaze of the very people whose voices they wanted lifted up. They don't want the gaze lifted. You notice that? Gaze, G-A-Z-E, not gaze, okay? Well, NAACP want the gaze. And I ain't got nothing against the gaze. But whatever, you do what you want. You just don't need, we ain't legislating that stuff and you're going to leave them damn kids alone. But getting back to the point is, watch what I'm telling you. Over the next year, watch what I'm telling you. Watch the preachers. Folks, I told you, this is the year of the mirror. Watch the preachers get fronted off. They're going to front themselves off because they are torn between that bag that they've been getting, which they want to continue, truth, the word of God, in the commission they say that they were given. Folks, you can't serve two masters. They're going to find out in due course. But having said that, just watch what I'm telling you. I don't know how it's going to be done, but I can see it coming and converging. That P. Diddy sickness, it's clear that man made a pact with the devil, along with a whole lot of other folks. What Cat Williams is saying about all these folks they don't blow up until they put that dress on or put those heels on. Just like that. y'all saw that little short video that Shannon Sharp did and that he's getting drug all up and down the internet about him. Look, black community, I'm telling you, We're teetering on the brink. We're jumping rope on a razor. And to you pastors, I'm just saying, all you got to do is just say that here at our church, this is what we going to do. You ain't got to call Benny out by name. You ain't got to call nobody out by name. Preach the word, flat-footed. Don't be stuttering. But it's going to show the level of compromise that exists within the church. It's not going to be pretty. These people thought they could mock God. They thought they were going to ever have to. They thought they were going to lie in a bed of roses like Billy Graham, Dr. Stanley, Adrian. What was the guy up in Memphis? Dr. Adrian. Nah, Hoss. Nah, you going to the lion's den, bro. Our number is what? 601-879-0002. That hotline number is brought to you by our good friends over at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. And, of course, Donald Trump swept everything on yesterday. We'll talk more about that. But when we come back, all the way from the coast of Alabama, Mobile Bob. We'll be right back. All right, folks. Hey, we're back, and it is Back to Christ Wednesday. Also, I want to remind you, March 14th. That's next Thursday. It's Pie Day. That's right. All day, National Pie Day. And at your pie, pizza pie is only $5 for a 10-inch pizza. So, again, check out Your Pie on Pie Day. Your Pie in Gluckstadt. YourPie.com. Go there and download the app, and there's savings all year around when you get that app on your phone at checkout. Check it out today. All right, with no further ado, let's go to Mobile Bob. What's up, my friend?
Well, you saw where old Nikki Haley finally decided she's grifted enough off the Democrat idiots who
caused
some trouble.
Well, she racked up, what, three states? D.C. and New Hampshire. No, Vermont and New Hampshire, wasn't it? One of those states. I know Vermont. Yeah,
sorry behind Vermonters. All those Democrats that, you know, that very few people voted, and the Democrats helped put those taxes in open primary. But, man, I want him to sweep everything. I didn't want to say a near sweep. I wanted to say a sweep.
I guess
that's what they decided. Okay, you can't say you swept it. So there's that, I guess.
Yeah, old Nikki. You know what? If Nikki was just a regular girl, she would be a bunny boiler. She'd be one of the women to be boiling rabbits at her damn house. She looks crazy, okay? She's the one to be slashing your tires. And then she's done had all this plastic surgery and everything and skin lightening and all that kind of foolishness. Jeez. She's lost her way.
And, of course, he didn't endorse Trump. It was, he's got to earn the support of my voters. You Democrat voters? That's the one he earned the vote and support of? Is that who you mean, Victor, Nikki? Okay, Biden said he's going to go after Nikki Haley voters. Yeah. Oh, the Democrats that were going to vote for you anyway?
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up with these people.
Yeah, and now Mitch McConnell said, "Oh yeah. I endorse Trump." He was the one who was behind the January 6th coup against Trump.
Uh huh. Yeah, he's one of the masterminds. Yeah, he went along with that crap. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was all Trump. It was evil, and Trump was dead. Yeah. Now it's everybody's on Trump's side, because they can't believe he's still standing. They really thought January 6th and all this stuff was going to bring him down. They really thought that. And like you said, God is giving him a spine that the rest of us can't begin to understand.
That's right. And that's what gets me about all those people who talk about, well, he is just so he's so uncouth. Okay, you stand anything. See, all you have is an opinion. You won't get out there. You won't put yourself out there on anything in life. And you just want Trump to do all the heavy lifting. And then if he falls short on any item, I knew he wasn't all that. No, I read through those kind of, I can read those type of folks to the ground all day long.
Yeah, he's just a clown. Oh, yeah, well, he's a clown that's getting things done, more things done than in his first 4 years than all the Mitch McConnell, McCain's, Romney, Joe Biden's, Obama's have done in their lifetime. demand to show what you can get done if you bring a little common sense and a little honesty to try to really try to fix the problem. They are fixable.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you just worry about the tweets and the whatever you don't like.
Right. Well, again, Donald Trump, everything they try to do, now, well, you saw where he and Elon got together down at Mar-a-Lago. I'm sure they've been talking and dealing behind the scenes even before now. But see, this is the reason why they didn't want Elon to get that $55 billion compensation that he was due from having elevated, what is it, SpaceX and all those other companies to the level of stock market value that they have. And he got a portion of it, and he's supposed to cash out. And the courts in Delaware said he's going to win it on appeal, but they just don't want him to have this money going into the 2024 election. But I believe Elon has spotted Donald Trump the money he needs for that appeal. And I think they make a formidable team. That's why they don't want Elon to have that $55 billion, because you see what these other billion, you see what George Soros has done with about $25 billion. Yeah.
Exactly. And, of course, they're tanking Tesla stock right now.
Right.
I guess, again, to try to hinder any help he can give Trump in this year.
Right. And you see where some federal judge has okay class action status for about 6,000 black Tesla employees to sue Tesla for racial discrimination. Folks, I'm just telling you, dude, hire the illegals. Hire the people coming over, people who might be a little bit more grateful for having a damn job. Because, you know, I cannot imagine. I'll have to read the lawsuit that they're bringing against Tesla as far as what they claim is racial discrimination. But they're just going out. It's lawfare against Elon Musk.
Yeah, it is. They're going to do the same thing to him they're trying to do to Trump. Now, Elon has a lot of huge reservoir to get broken, and right now he doesn't care either. But like you said, the minute you start showing, hey, I'm not playing your game anymore, that's when the knives come out and they come after you.
Right.
But you can be as dirty as Hunter Biden with all kind of videos out there, whatever, you're doing all manner of illegal activity, but the FBI don't see anything, and they don't even get a sniff of a lawsuit against you.
Well, did you see where Merrick Garland down there in Selma at one of the black churches said he's hired more lawyers to go after instances of states trying to enact voter ID. all these meaningless things. The whole purpose of voter ID is for white Democrats to get elected. Make sure the white Democrats stay in power. And blacks are out there clapping like we've been thrown a lifeline or something. When in fact, anybody who wants, you got to go every year. You got to go back and recruit the same blacks for the most part to go out and vote, because it ain't a big deal for us for whatever reason.
And how in the world are you going to make it discriminatory when you're requiring it of everybody?
Right.
But it doesn't have to make sense. All they want is just to get you out there spending money, wasting time, and again, just spending money. Yeah, but yesterday, not a single black person in Alabama complained that they couldn't vote because they couldn't show ID. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a single one. If you can show us examples of how someone blatantly descriptive, because you're black, you can't get ID, then you got a point. But they want to say black folks are stupid, which they, well, unfortunately, too many of them demonstrate stupidity by keep voting for Democrats. I can somewhat understand why they think that, because otherwise, what else explain Democrats getting all these votes all these years? But they're not so stupid that they can't get ID.
Well, it is it's the same old song. You know, I was at an event last night, political type event, I guess it was, and I guess a representative from the Biden campaign, if you will, was advocating people get out to vote next Tuesday for Joe Biden. You need to get Biden reelected, yada, yada, yada. Out of a room, probably about 100, maybe 125 people, when she said we need to get the vote out for Joe Biden, about five people clapped. I mean, you're talking about the dead cat bounce.
I know.
And this is a room, I think there maybe have been three white people in the room. Rest all black. And the five that I could discern that were clapping, they were older, you know, older blacks. So Joe Biden, he is not lighting up the, he's not lighting up the world. Excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry. But,
of course he is.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, of course he is. Hey, one more thing before I go. I saw a clip from when MSNBC with Rachel Maddow what's her name, Jen Psaki, who used to work for Biden. We were talking about the results in Virginia, and they said the exit poll said, well, the number one issue in Virginia was illegal immigration. And the Jen Psaki and Maddow were like giggling, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia, so I guess that's what they're worried about. As if, no, you fool. Like, because what they need to do, put the illegal in your neighborhood, and then you might see that it's a problem. They think only the border state, it should be the number one issue, only with the border states. It's the number one issue in the country because it's the number one problem right now in the country, thanks to Joe Biden. And, of course, those people in Virginia are concerned about it. But you can poo-poo it, and because you don't seem to understand why they think it's important. Well, guess that girl in Georgia who got killed by an illegal who came over the border just last year. How important? Ask her family how important of an issue it is. Right. And they're not on a border state either.
Well, look, I'm looking here at this Tesla racial discrimination lawsuit. It looks like the ops to Elon Musk, they're putting people in these factories. And they may even be working in teams. You got one person supposedly uttering the N-word and the other person supposedly offended. These folks are not above doing this. They got a lawsuit going in Illinois, California, and a couple of other places. So it looks like they're just going after. Because in this age of cell phones and everything else, if this was happening, people would record it. I mean, we got all these Karens out there, all these guilt-ridden whites out here. I just think the man's being set up, but, you know, again.
It needs to come to a head, then. If black folks can use the N-word, why can't white people?
Yeah, good point.
Okay, the N-word. And now that rap song, you going to sue them for the rap song?
Well, what I'd do if I was the attorney for Tesla and say, well, did you answer to the N-word? Yeah. Well, then there was no problem. That's your name.
And where is this in Tesla's they hear the people uttering all these racial slurs, and they're advocating for it and go along with it. Because of my own job, if you use a racial slur, how does that make the company liable?
That's crazy. Oh, it says here black employees are complaining that Elon would only let them work on black Teslas. What the hell? This could take a break.
Oh, what?
We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Wednesday, Back to Christ Wednesday. Also want to remind you, tomorrow, sitting in for Jameson will be Radio G-Man, Chris Hinkle. He'll be here in the studios live. That's right, folks, he'll be here. He'll be dispensing his wisdom, his knowledge, and understanding of the world, handicapping the events of the day. Chris is one of those guys who'll get right up in the grill, respectfully, of these politicians and ask them the hard questions. And they know him now. They got facial recognition, his little picture up. So if he comes within 10 miles of Roger Wicker or Michael Guest, they're going to have their security rough him up. But anyway, he'll be sitting in for Jameson tomorrow. So that's the Radio G-Man himself live. All right, folks, also I want to mention to you that our good friends over at Mayo Auto Clinic want you to know that if you're having problems getting the car properly troubleshooted, you got an automobile you want to keep, you like, and other shops just have not given you the deference and respect you think it's a due you, because you're certainly paying for it. Well, Mayo Auto Clinic is going to do that for you. Down there, it's a small town auto repair shop with about, four technicians. And they'll handle all your automotive needs, folks. They just, you know, just like the old gas stations used to have where they had a mechanic who could do pretty much everything. That's what you're getting down there at Mayo. You heard of Mayo Health Clinic, and they're the best at what they do. They get things done. They just ongoing miracles on a daily basis. People just singing their praises. Same way with Mayo Auto Clinic. Located in Raymond, Mississippi, you can go to Mayo Auto Clinic, MS, MayorAutoClinicMS.com. MayorAutoClinicMS.com. Schedule your appointment and just type in there what it is you want to have done, oil change, engine work, diagnostics, the whole nine yards. And they also, they work on diesel engine and programming. So if you got a diesel engine that's giving you some concerns and you haven't been, you know, let me tell you something about those diesels from what experience has shown, that many people take their car, they take their diesel product in to get service, and it sits on the lot back there for 2 weeks before they even get to it. That's why it's important you get it to people who know what they're doing so they don't just eat up your time. Because anybody who's driving a diesel, they got people depending on them. That's right. It's about their business. So get your business taken care of at Mayo Auto Clinic down there in Raymond, Mississippi on Highway 18. They open at 7 a.m. You can schedule your appointment by going to MayoAutoClinicMS.com. Located between Raymond High School and that would be the Junior College. So check it out there on Highway 18. All right, folks, with no further ado, let's get back to the topics of the day. Now, there in Atlanta, Fannie Willis, and it's turning out that Atlanta is turning to be the epicenter of sin, corruption. And it's so sad. You know, I spent some of the best years of my life there in Atlanta. Really enjoyed it. I was there when Maynard had his first term, and Atlanta was popping. J.C. James Carter had just won the presidency. Seemed like the entire universe was centered there in Atlanta. But look at it now. What is it? 40 years of us's? Man, after Maynard got out of there, it went down here. Maynard. And after Maynard, it was Andy Young. After Andy, I think it was Bill Campbell. The Bill Campbell, I don't know, is just an assortment of other has-beens. Also rans, as it were. But on the spiritual side, Atlanta is just, dude, you go in there, you better have your ministering angels on point. Give them some Red Bull for you when you hit the Georgia line. Because, baby, sin is abounding over there. But Fannie Willis isn't, look, the woman's corrupt. There's no telling, you know, there's no telling how many people has been railroaded into jail because of this woman. Folks, whether you want to buy it or not, and I know many of you guys are really into the things you can get from the government or get from somebody, anybody other than yourself, integrity still matters. You know, that's a large part of what's wrong here in the city of Jackson. You got so many people who just happen to look like us's who get in there and think it's their job to get their bag first. Oh, I got to get mine. Rather than just do a good job, because a rising tide will raise all the boats. That's why I would tell you right now, and I'm making it clear, I'm meeting with people, I'm talking with folks now, and I'm telling them from the door, same thing I'm telling them on the air. We're going to make the Metro Jackson area grow, along with Jackson growing, okay? We're not going to do this municipal machismo crap or this black crap. We're going to do the things that the marketplace wants. End of story. So you be ye ready. When the doors of opportunity swing open, don't say wait while I go back to the car and get my bags. Be ready to go through. We're going to work with everybody. But the main thing we're going to do for the first 4 years, we're going to get our act together. It ain't no different than the person who went upstate to do some time. Came back and now they got to prove themselves. We as Jacksonians, whether we like it or not, we got to prove ourselves. There are some people who operated in our name and they basically soiled our name as Jacksonians. So we have to regain the trust of those who we want to invest in us. We, all this, well, it ain't fair crap. Nope, that's not going to be our mantra. We're going to lift the gaze and we're going to, and then after we accomplish these things, watch all these folks say, oh, I knew you could do it. Yeah, but you were the biggest opposition to us trying to get it done. But see, that comes with the territory. That's why we need some minds. We need minds, not men, minds. Who are going to stand flat-footed, square our shoulders, operate with dignity. We're going to do our jobs. Because I'm going to tell you, this is how I'm approaching this, because this is how I approach life. This is what we were instructed, should say, reinforced at Morehouse, but learned at the house. Do your job in a manner that all they got to do is see the last name, Wade, in the case Nate screwing this up, him and Dwayne, damn it, or Morehouse, and they say, oh, hire them. We want another one just like that. We're going back to the time when we were Negroes, when we got in these positions. We were terrified at the prospect of failing because we wouldn't just be failing for ourselves. We'd be failing for a whole community. In this case, the Jackson community. I don't care if you think that's trite or not. It's still the right thing to do. See, that's the problem now. Everybody wants you to appease them. And what it occurs to me that those them and what they believe doesn't square with what my mom and daddy told me. It doesn't square with the word. And what they told me and what the word tells me, which was both in both cases was given to me at great cost. And what you're asking of me, you ain't got no skin in the game. You just want me to change my belief system. You want me to disregard the reference points that were put in the ground by my parents and by my God so I can make you happy to get your vote. Keep your vote, dog. Because I have learned through the examples that have stood before me, my parents, Dr. King, Dr. Mays, Muhammad, Malcolm, Maynard, all those M's, that if you stand on principle, you drive it in the ground, the world's going to orientate around you. You may not be there to see the success of what your stance is about, but you're not taking the stance for exhibitionism. You're taking it because it's a bridge to the future for the kids that are coming behind you. It ain't rocket science. You got some corner cutters that we've been enduring for the last 40 years. And damn it, I'm telling you, this is a battle. So don't get it twisted. When I come to speak to you and with you, I'm not asking for your vote. I'm not asking for your endorsement. So don't think I'm coming over there. Yeah, he won my. No, I'm letting you know where I'm coming from, what the platform is, what we're trying to accomplish. Now, if you can support the platform, support the platform. But I'm not playing the markers, the choke way. And then I heard somebody said that Laverne Edney was throwing her hat in the ring. I don't think that's the case because why would she want that hassle? But she might. And Ronnie Crudup Jr. Folks, if that's what you want, I ain't got no problem with it. I'm just telling you. All they're going to do is restate the problems. I'm breaking crap up at the door. Real talk. And we're going to be successful at it. If you want to be part of a successful winning team, roll with the strong man. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. Remember, Rebel Ace Hardware available at Ace right now. Spartan Mosquito Protect, the do-it-yourself mosquito killer, and 100% American-made. Simply place 4 tubes per acre at least 80 feet away from where people gather, and they'll kill mosquitoes up to 30 days. You plan the party and Revel, and Spartan Mosquito will handle the rest. Available at Revel Ace Hardware, all locations. All right, folks, the final few minutes of the first hour of the Kim Wade Show. Look, President Trump continues to, if we stand with him, if we, look, whether you agree with him 100%, I would just hope that you would appreciate the lateness of the hour that we find ourselves as a nation. All this evil, then you got war games being conducted in the North Atlantic, Finland up around that area, Norway, and Russia saying, guys, you know, why do you keep pressing us? And we're already spread as folks, we have some insane people running our nation. And you are so into yourself by saying, well, Donald Trump is the only one trying to pull us back from the brink. Can we at least save the nation and then you and I can go back to this Facebook folly that we're engaged in, this keyboard warriorship that we got going? Can we do some adult stuff for just a minute? Folks, Steve Bannon had Charlie Kirk, and he interviewed Charlie Kirk today. You need to check that interview out. Go to the 32-minute mark. Charlie Kirk talks about the barbers, particularly Henry, there in D.C., and their effect on MAGA, Tea Party, etc. Folks, I know a lot of this stuff already because we were there. Folks, they don't see it as a problem because they're in the mix of it. They're standing at the trough, in many cases, just dipping their beak. Roger Wicker, All of, folks, they're doing this at the expense of our future and our freedoms. We're going to have to fight. At some point, we are literally going to have to be just like 1776. We're going to have to pick up arms to preserve our freedoms and our lives. Because they have sold us out at every turn. The border is open because our leadership has sold us out. Their allegiance is with other countries or a few pieces of silver. This is not working out well, but we got to be prepared to do whatever it takes. If it means taking whatever needs to be taken to stop the evil that's descending and preserve freedom for our kids, we're going to have to do it. But you need to watch it. That's Stephen Bannon interviewing Charlie Kirk. Go to the 32-minute mark and listen to it. Folks, this is, I don't know how many signs you need. How many clues do you need? The truth of the matter is you lack courage. But it don't make a difference because you're going to have to display something if nothing but swiftness of foot. But you're not going to be left alone. Just like Satan demanding his pound of flesh, so does reality. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Folks, we're back, and it is Wednesday, back to Christ Wednesday. Folks, you know, I tell you what, I'm just staggered by the blessings, the grace and mercy experienced daily. I just want to thank one of our listeners for stopping by the studios, and just, I tell you what, God is good, and the bench is deep of friends and folks who just great Americans. God bless them. All right, I do also want to mention that Super Tuesday was on yesterday. We got the selection of delegates, Trump delegates and delegates going on to the convention there at the Republican convention and the Democrat convention. So if you want to know about the process, if you think you want to be a part of it, I do want to encourage you to listen in. We're going to be having Andrew Gasser in. I guess he'll need to come in by the end of the month. So it's probably going to be the week of the 25th. And then that Saturday coming up after the 25th. Let me see. He told me when it was. Let's see. I think that's going to be the 7th. Yeah. The first Saturday in April is going to be the 7th. And that's when the delegates. And it'll be a situation when you go to your precinct where you vote and say, hey, you know, you go through, you got a little paragraph that will be read off in a little party line paragraph talking about yada, yada, yada. And they'll ask, raise your hand if you want to be a delegate. And, you know, if there's more than one, you know, obviously it's a matter of voting somebody to be delegates up there. Anyway, the process will be made clear when Andrew comes in. But you won't be at the precinct no more than 20 minutes, okay? But this is how it's done. You know, when we talk about doing the maintenance work stateside of preserving our freedoms, this is what the nuts and bolts of it's all about and getting involved. Everybody has a role to play. This is the reason why I really, really don't like people to talk about President Trump. And it's not just President Trump. There's so many people out there doing what they can, where they can. Remember Roy McMillon, the late Roy McMillon, when he was out there walking in front of the abortion clinic when nobody else was out there but Roy. His moral compass was that such that, man, he didn't need everybody else to agree with him to take a position that he knew that was morally right, scripturally sound. Folks, this is where we are. This is why Trump is able to continue to stand. But what I'm finding out, there's too many church, what does April call them? Church, not Christianity, churchianity. You got too many folks who are just into the church. They're not into Christ. They're into the church. And from the exterior, they look like good, upright people and Christians. And they're not bad people. But in terms of accomplishing what God would have us do in this earth, dude, you're going to have something. You're going to have some substance. It's kind of like eating oatmeal. You got to have something in you in the morning when you get, especially when you grew up north, you had to have a warm breakfast going out in that cold. And it's the same thing here. This is the maintenance work of getting things done. This is how you support Trump. This is how you support freedom. I don't know if you guys saw yesterday down there in Georgia. Okay, it's April 6th. I'm sorry. Thanks, Carol. It's April 6th. That's going to be, yeah, that's Saturday. April 7th is a Sunday, my calendar. Okay, you're right. April 6th, the first Saturday in April. Down there in Houston, let me tell you what happened down there. Yesterday was voting day. Tuesday was Super Tuesday. And the DA for Harrison County, which is where Houston's located, went to the polls to vote. And somebody had voted already. They said, no. You've already voted. You voted not absentee, but mail-in. Now, this is the district attorney. Let's see if here. Who sent me that this? Oh, it was on the Gateway Pundit. Let's go here. The reason why that's significant, because they've been telling us that, oh, no. We got three ways to verify and keep people from cheating using these electronic e-verification and all that kind of crap. No, folks, all that e-verification, electronic voting, signature and all that stuff, it just makes it easier to steal the vote. Now, this is the district attorney of that county, the largest county in Houston, the most populous county in Houston. Houston's the second largest city in the nation. In the fraud, folks, look, this is why we have to fight. This is why I knew the politicians weren't serious about voting integrity, when they refused, I'm trying to pull this up and talk, and my voice dictation is coming up. When you need voice dictation to come up and actually record what you're saying and get it all wrong, you would think it went to public schools. And then when you get done, if you just sit it down and you don't want it to record and you mention something, it catches everything. But that's another show. But anyway, so she goes to the polls to vote. And somebody's already voted in her name. And somebody's already voted for her. Here it is. Let's see. Because this is really an interesting story. And it shows you the reason why, you know, even as a candidate, In a mayoral race on a local level, there's still, like here in the case of Hinds County, those thumb drives are still floating around out there. They can steal whatever election they want if they want to steal it. There's no attempt to make voter elections safe in Hinds County or in Mississippi. The politicians knew that. Let's see here. This is awkward here. It was at the top of the page earlier this morning. Well, outgoing. Okay, a lot of mega candidates won on yesterday also. And Jason Whitlock is suggesting that we need to just, it's no longer the Republican Party, it's the MAGA Party. Or in this case, Make America Trump Again, MATA problem party. Folks, let us not be afraid to be successful and to take our victories when we get them. Let's see here. Jeez, here it is. Harrison County DA Kim Ogg, O-G-G, showed up to vote on Tuesday. And she was a candidate on the ballot, only to be told that she'd already cast the ballot. Harrison County Clerk Tanisha Huspet issued a statement on X pointing out that the voters are asked to review and confirm the information on the iPad screen when they're being qualified. In this instance, the DA's partner must have noticed that the information was not hers and proceeded to sign in and vote under DA Ogg's name. That don't even make sense either, so I don't know when they say partner. I guess it's some kind of transsexual LGBT crap. Clerical errors can occur at the polls. It is the voter's responsibility to verify that their information in the iPad screen is correct. Hutspet, the office clerk, said Ogg's partner signed her own name as confirmation. The clerk's office was able to rectify the error and said Ogg has been able to vote since 8:24 this morning. The poll book was corrected so that Ogg could not cast a ballot, so that the DA could cast a ballot. So they went in real time and made the changes. They say that now they've been telling us all these years since 2020 that it couldn't be done. That explanation that they have the same address and that the partner failed to validate the name implies that catastrophic failures of the poll worker checking her partner in as well as her partner for not catching it on the verification process, but more importantly, that the e-poll book itself is corruptible, especially considering that counteractive e-poll book Harris County users can scan your driver's license when a voter checks in from their website. The electronic poll book voter registration and check-in system provides a convenient and secure voter check-in solution using the barcode scanning technology used to scan driver's license for voters in Harrison County. Further, the statement that the vote that the DA cast has been transferred to her own name should raise some questions about the capabilities of these machines and who has that type of access. Who had that type of access in 2020? If an election judge, in this case a poll worker, or a poll manager was able to simply transfer the assignment of a vote, this would imply that the vote was assigned to someone's name or a designating feature. But Harrison County retracted that statement and said, we didn't mean it quite like that, and issued a correction. Clarification, the poll book has been corrected to make it possible for the DA to vote. It is not a transfer of the vote. Uh-huh. How did that even get into their vocabulary? In their lexicon? How did it happen? According to Chris Daniels, a former Harrison County district clerk, I can tell you the existing system requires a three-step verification. Very difficult to create this error accidentally. This is a serious, folks. In other words, these folks are manipulating the votes before people even cast their vote, before the election even takes place. We've got to go back to paper ballots. This is why Delbert Hosemann's foot dragging and so-called voter reform really wasn't voter reform. If you don't do something about the 10-day certification window and the responsibility of the circuit clerks and the voter commissioners to make available on demand, real time, without court subpoenas, the documentation needed for a candidate to challenge the election. Folks, there are no free elections. There are no fair elections. We've been hearing all this crap about saving democracy, and yet they get upset when Trump is left on the ballot by the Supreme Court and say the Supreme Court needs to be abolished. No, these people are about winning. They don't care what they have to do. If they need to make a 180-degree swing from what they were saying yesterday, they don't mind doing it, all in pursuit of power. This is why, folks, you need courage. If you're going to be mealy-mouthed, milquetoast, and say, well, I just want them to think that I'm a nice person. I'm not a nice person. I can become a butthole real time, real fast. And see, they want to tell you, well, you should feel bad about it. But they don't feel bad about stealing elections, stuffing the victory in their vest pocket, and walking around while you sit there and sulk. Nah, folks, it's time to play hardball. No more Mr. Nice Guy. So what? They don't like us anyway. Why do you think they're doing this to us? So if the DA in Harrison County doesn't investigate this here, doesn't ask for a review of the voting machines, folks, everything. For those you doubted election fraud, as a matter of fact, we ain't heard from Johnson's Supreme Court ruling. Isn't that peculiar? Oh, he had so much to say a couple weeks ago. We ain't heard from, well, we know we're not going to hear from Snowball. That boy living in fur. He living in fur. I mean, she was hitting that boy like Ali was hitting Frazier. Like George Foreman was hitting Ali. It was the rumble in the jungle. She got homeboy intimidated. Then she wear a wife beater. I guess she wants to accentuate her muscles in her arms. But we ain't going to go off on Snowball because Snowball's got enough. He's been humiliated on air. So, you know, we're going to leave the brother with a little bit of dignity so he can hold his head up with all them knots on it. Let the brother alone. That's what we's going to do. But getting back to Harrison Kelly, what else do we need as proof? We got the video of 2,000 mules of them stuffing the ballot boxes. We're just watching our country go down the drain. That's why I said, now, my fallback position and my position that I rest on is that we're going to have to fight for our lives. Literally, it's going to be a blood sport before it's over with. These people are going to continue to roll up on us, stand on the tip of our toes, and talk that trash, walk on the back of our heels, smack us in the back of our head, rifle through our pockets, make us pay for everything that we know don't work, but because they say we got to do it. Folks, it's just time to fight back. I'm talking about fight back. But all you folks out there who say the key to it is to speak nice, and I'm not of that mindset. I'm not against that. That's not what's required right here. And you got to know which tool to use at any particular point in the process. And being nice is not that tool right now. It's time to show our red baboon booties. Because we've done everything we could to try to get these folks to be reasonable, not to destroy everything. That is not of their mind. They're not of that mindset. So now we got to show them. Our number, which is brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter, 601-879-0002. All right, folks. Hey, we are back, and it is back the Christ Wednesday. Couple things. Two Gun Tactical, folks, they are coming along. Check out their Facebook page, Two Gun Tactical on Facebook. They are putting in the counters and cabinets there in the new location at Highway 51 and Lake Harbor. So we're getting closer and closer to the opening of the new location. The old location, 667 Casey Lane, is viable, ready to rock and roll, folks. The shooting time. Range time rather on is only $30 for an hour, 15 for your partner. So come on in, get your shooting on. You folks who work outside and don't get to work on the rainy days, but you want to get some range time in, it's a great time to come on in there and get your shoot on. Great folks over there, safe, clean environment. We encourage you to do always get you some training and get some training as often as you can. They have classes available. You can go online, twoguntactical.com, and from there, you can choose the course that you want. If you want to get your enhanced carry, your concealed carry, or whatever, you can do all that training, get all the certification you need, everything, get stamped right over there at Two Gun Tactical. And ladies, if you want to learn how to handle your firearm, you've been gifted a firearm, this is your opportunity to come over there and get familiar with it in an environment that's safe and with someone you'll feel comfortable learning from. So check it out today. And if you want to learn how to handle a shotgun, ladies, or anyone, they've got the shotgun class. You know, Veronica, she's an state award-winning shooter when it comes to shotguns. I think in college she's top gun, as in shooting shotguns and skeet shooting and all that kind of stuff. So you might want to go on over there and get with her. And they've got the simulation machines, and they've got plenty of ammo. Plus, they've got over 85 guns that you can try out. If you don't want to purchase it right now, you just want to see how it feels, or you've been hearing so much about it, then you can do all that over there. Now, when you get the new location, you'll be able to shoot your long rifle over there. I don't know up to what caliber, but I don't know if it's 50 cal. I doubt very seriously. But who knows? You know, who knows what they have planned? But we'll have Veronica and John in here. They can give us the skinny on what's really going on. All right, folks, it is an open forum here today. I've got an article here that I want to tell you a little bit about. This was on American Thinker. Was it American Thinker? Yeah, American Thinker. And it's really a good synopsis. It kind of dovetails with the interview that Steve Bannon had with Charlie Kirk regarding the barber machine, lobbyist machine up there in D.C. And it's not just the barbers, but it is an example of how we got to where we are. Because I remember what Greg Harper did to us, but I'll talk more about that once we get to this in this part of this article. And this is written by Stephen Baskerville on American Thinker. Some 4 years ago, the radical left staged what amounted to a coup and took control of the United States government. The events surrounding the coup and the horrific policies that followed have been described: COVID, vaccine hoax, rigged election, imprisoning of Joe Biden's opponents, weaponizing of the judiciary, opening up our borders, the pointless war and murders and killing that's going on in Ukraine, and all the money being wasted and laundered there. Yet no one has to explain why all this has happened or how and what we got to do to stop it. The fact that no scholars or media have even attempted to explain this power grab partly reveals the explanation. If we ask the people why the left took power, then eventually someone will ask, well, why the people on the right allowed it to happen. Same thing here as St. John says. The next logical question that arises, why should we continue listening to these people, that being the RINOs or the Uniparty, following them or giving them money? Preaching to the converted and hurling insults at the left can accomplish only so much. And yet, that's what we, the politicians and pundits and social media intellectuals, mostly do. If we want to extricate ourselves from this situation we find ourselves, we need to start examining what the right and what the rest of us are doing wrong. Here's the failures of the right. The conservatives' defeat is so glaring that some are finally acknowledging what everyone else, it's been obvious. The establishment right, that would be the Uniparty, the RINOs, the Greg Harpers, the Michael Guest, the Roger Wickers of the world, the Barber Machine. The establishment right failures over the last generations have been manifold. Since the you could even argue that the right abetted most of the defeats that we're experiencing as a nation. Another suggests officials, conservatism, the opposition has been ineffectual. And if not ineffectual, certainly has been collaborative. In other words, they've been working together. So they admit to squandering our trust. Tea Party, they squandered the trust. The Tea Party garnered them all that power, no seats, and they blew it purposely. And the money, the donations that came in, the MAGA movement, all these things they squandered pointlessly as the government. They criticized the squandering of our taxes, but they squandered our advances, the gains we made politically. It's time we start to asking why. None of this excuses the rest of us. If the establishment right allowed the left to win, we, the rank and file, allow the right to lose. Excoriating RINOs and neocons can become as unconstructive as in calling the leftists leftists. The only remedy lies in reexamining the serious mistakes we would all rather just forget. Now, this is important. Re-examining our mistakes. Same thing I tell black folks. See, black folks don't want to examine why we ain't making any progress. They want to say you're putting black folks down if you talk like that. But here's some of the reasons why we're failing on the right. The rise of politicals. The first stage in the coup was when Americans abdicated control of their civic life to paid professionals. Instinctively, we blame elected politicians for our ills, but their puppet masters in the larger political class pose the greater danger. This innovation came from the left with the invention of public interest groups, the NGOs, the Sierra Clubs, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the NAACP, all these different groups, non-government organizations, then the corporate lobbyists, the K Street lobbyists, the Barber Group, and all these other lobbyists, politicians who retire like Greg Harper and become a lobbyist, have a bad name because their money buys politicians and the legislation on behalf of wealthy interests. But in the long run, those who claim to speak for us and the public interest may do more to undermine our freedoms, like the climate change folks, the green groups, the tree huggers. So effective were they imposing their ideals and agendas on the population that we were quickly subdued by these groups, and then the right decided to do the same thing. Thus was born the Washington political class. to professional surrogate citizens we pay to perform the duties of citizenship. That's why we hired the former congressman to become our lobbyist. This is all, it's all a kabuki dance. These firms do not empower citizens. They eclipse and muzzle citizens, like courtroom lawyers advising their clients, be quiet and let me do all the talking, as if we are accused criminals on trial. Small wonder that this is precisely who we are to them. Nothing did more to decimate America's civic culture was the transfer of power to the judicial priesthood. Folks, this article is just spot on. We were asleep at the wheel. And that's why we as conservatives, as we try to get involved civically, we have been undermined by, remember when Greg Harper came out to Boyle's Park and spoke to the Tea Party and threw us all that red meat and we just knew we had the guy. I got this guy in my mind. You know, he's tall and lanky anyway. I remember him slinking off, walking to his car. And once he got to Washington, D.C., he was picked up at the airport by the lobbyist group, I won't say, but they're from Yazoo City. And he's never, in my opinion, never paid back the Tea Party for the support that put him in a position to sell this country out. But he is no different than Benny Thompson now. But anyway, let's take a quick break here. There's a portion of this article that I want to read to black folks because, man, these people are brutal. But this is the conversation that needs to be had. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, tonight is Wednesday. It's spaghetti night at Railroad Pizza here in downtown Florida, Mississippi. We would encourage you. You got a taste for pizza. Of course, Railroad Pizza, that's their specialty. But tonight is spaghetti night, and their spaghetti has become world famous. So if you want to call in your order, you can call 879-7700, area code 601. And Chef Meredith would have it ready for you. It comes along with that famous Gambino Bakery bread. That's right, folks, fresh from New Orleans. And tomorrow night is the chef special. You have to go to the Facebook page to find out exactly what Thursday special is going to be. Something's different every week. And Chef Meredith is always, always making it delicious. Check it out today. Make Railroad Pizza your destination point for a meal, fine dining, sit-down dining, and there's something on the menu for everyone. So bring as many in your party as you want. There'll be a selection for everybody at Railroad Pizza. All right, folks, this article here, let me just get to it. Nate, I'm sorry, you can call back, brother. This is from the American Thinker, and the article author is Stephen Baskerville. I'm sorry, V-I-L-E. Next, the professional pressure group, the eclipsing of the churches. The professional pressure groups also displaced the civic organizations that traditionally provided moral leadership and channeled citizens' voices in opposition to the government. Remember the moral majority? See, every time something like that arises, the moral majority of the Tea Party, the evil within our government rises up to cut the corners. Provide moral leadership and channel citizens' voices in opposition to government abuses of power, churches. Since long before the American Republic was founded, churches served vital civic function without which the United States as we know it would never have come into existence. Professional conservatives complain endlessly that the left hates religion and seeks to have it banished from the public square. But it is the professional conservatives themselves, with their lobbies and law firms, ostensibly Christian, that pushed the church out of the active public engagement. In other words, they clipped the wings of the moral majority or gave them the excuse to run the other way. Unlike citizens and churches, those interests lies in resolving public problems so they can return to the business of life, earning a living, spending time with the family, saving souls. Professional operatives on both left and right have a vested interest in perpetuating the problems they are paid to solve. This principle lies behind all our societal ills. This also ended up being a blueprint for the deep state. When explaining the tyranny closing in around us, we naturally blame centers of hidden and unaccountable power, rogue security forces, services, health authorities, spreading illnesses, plutocrats, bureaucrats, reengineering the planet. But these are not where it began. Like many good intentions gone awry, it began with how we address the most basic problem of modern industrial society. the problem of the poor. If the deep state is defined as a powerful people using impersonal bureaucracies to forcibly control the private lives of millions of non-criminal citizens, the original deep state is the welfare state. The 2020 coup began with George Floyd's death in a Minneapolis ghetto. That is, within the dysfunction and violent welfare community of Minnesota. Welfare also provides the political base for groups like BLM and elevates mediocre candidates like Kamala Harris. And starting, not just Kamala Harris, but the DA prosecutors before, Kamala was a DA, she was a prosecutor before becoming a politician. And you see that often. That's why George Soros is grooming all these DAs. Welfare accomplished what slavery and segregation could not. It destabilized the African-American family and created a permanent underclass of impoverished single mothers, fatherless children, and criminalized fathers. Because every social pathology is directly attributable to fatherless homes. The result was a self-destructive horde of criminals and delinquent truants, addicts, prostitutes, derelicts, Democrats, Democrat kids. I added that because it ticks people off. That proceeded to tear down their own communities and quickly populated the world's most massive prison system. It also created armies of functionaries to administer the lives of these knuckleheads with the self-interest in perpetuating their dependency and expanding the havoc, the chaos. It bred an angry subculture of victimization, entitlement, and resentment. But that was the canary in the mine shaft. The welfare state's pivotal achievement was the degradation of a figure whom everybody on the left and right now loves to hate, the young, low-income black male. Conservatives cite wasteful social programs as proof that America is not racist and even expect gratitude, but none of the programs benefited black men in any way. All served to marginalize and emasculate the black male. State officials usurping his provider role with numerous handouts to single mothers, along with the acquisition of quasi-police powers by social workers that not only usurped his protector role, but then targeted him as the foremost threat to his own women and children, with measures ostensibly against child abuse, domestic violence, and enforcing child support. The resulting tidal wave of both real criminality and concocted criminalization, paralleling similar trends elsewhere, rationalized the criminal justice system, abolishing civil liberties and due process protections. Assembly line hearings lasting 2 or 3 minutes, eliminating the jury trial, plea bargaining, fabrication of evidence. Now, all this is done by the Fannie Willis's of the world, black and corrupt DAs, framing defendants for crimes for which acquittal is not possible. All this was pioneered for young black men. But that was before being expanded to the rest of us under the Joe Biden administration. It provided the rehearsal for today's weaponized lawfare against Donald Trump and the J6 defendants. And anyone who resists the left will experience their wrath. The military was likewise transformed into a welfare state, catering to single mothers and expelling servicemen for sexual harassment. Welfare policies even became part of the military operation themselves. Universities followed, abandoning both education and scholarship in favor of activism and all that LGBT crap. But most devastating of all, the welfare machinery and the underclass it bred expanded throughout middle-class society, using no-fault divorce, accompanied by more sexual accusations, producing more dysfunctional fatherless adolescents and empowered the functionary government's bureaucrats. So successful was this mass feminization that Me Too expanded all operations still more by targeting celebrities and political opponents. The contempt for black men was extended to all men. This furnished the radical left with the weapons and machinery they needed to stage the coup in 2020. All this overwhelms us. The professional right-wing establishment averts its eyes. The Michael Guest of the world sells us down the river with a wild abandon, holds his tongue, bares his head, in his rear, looks for excuses to do nothing, and abets the left like Benny Thompson. It's foolish, too often repeated in the sense that all this is simply cultural Marxism. It serves an excuse to avoid these issues, ignore the dynamics, and brought the left to power. ignore the dynamics that brought the left to power, preserve its own privilege and fiefdoms. Folks, we defeated communism, after all. So if we just continue to fight the Cold War in extending the virtues of private ownership and free markets, we will stop the left from mutilating our children and starting wars. Folks, if we stand with Donald Trump, we'll be able to do that, okay? Let's get Nate in here. That was in The American Thinker, and that title of that article was Why the United States Went Communist. Go ahead, William. Hey, William. You on the air?
How you doing, Kim?
Hold up. Who this is? What's your name is?
What y'all going to do after
No. What's up, man?
What y'all going to do after this? What's going to be your excuse?
You got some splaining to do, Lucy. Now, did that woman smack
about
you?
What?
Did Green Eyes smack you and snatch that phone out your hand?
Nah, I didn't want nobody cursing on your show. I was looking out for you. But if that's how you feel, next time I'm over there, I'm gonna let her.
I knew you was gonna call when you ain't over there, when she ain't around.
I'm gonna let your listeners hear how she talk.
Listen.
But this is what I want.
No, wait a minute. Look, the real talk, bro. If you're being abused, just roll your eyes back, left or right. Just roll your eyes, man. I will get you help. Slip me a note. SOS, whatever, 911. Bro, I got you, dog. Me and Donut Head, and then we came over to try to save you, dog.
Kim, let me tell you something.
Are you abused?
Let me tell you something about numbers. When you all are in your primaries, when the Republicans are in their primaries, they only turn out like
it's Munchausen
of what the Democrats turn out. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you some real good. I know some country have literate Yahoo going to call here that can't give you the square root of 8, even if they Googled it. So I don't even worry about none of those people. But this is what I'm telling you. You done pissed off a lot of people on the right.
Who?
The Republican Party is pissed off, period.
Yeah.
First of all, because of state rights issues. Then because of abortion issues, then because Donald Trump is a Republican human being. Now, you're going to see, now I know how it's going to be. You're going to really say this is rigged because you're not going to be, this country hadn't seen a landslide that's going to occur in November. You're going to see just how much MAGA nuts it is. I'm going to tell you something else. 90% of the black MAGA nuts, see, Donald Trump say he identify with the black man because they both being indicted. But let me tell you something. A lot of those brothers that's indicted, 90% of those black MAGA nuts don't vote. That's been proven. I don't even proven that. You bag them into a corner and they'll tell you they never voted, they never thought about voting, but they want to spew a lot of rhetoric. So when the election comes, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if you don't get 20 electoral colleges. Don't be surprised. It's not going to be like what you think. And then the decision that the Supreme Court made could be the brink of another civil war.
Really? You think?
Really?
Why?
That's a direct slap in the face of a constitutional. If you read Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, that's... If they wanted to refer to Section 5, they would have wrote that in there. I mean, just watch and see what I tell you. There's a lot of people on your side that's pissed off about that. There's a lot of people that's pissed off. There's a lot of people that's not going to vote. They're gonna get their senators and their congressmen in and their local people, but they're not going to vote for Donald Trump. You're going to lose real bad. Real bad. And then he's going to go to jail. But I just want to tell you that, man. You have a good evening.
Snowball! That boy's beat down, man. He trying to maintain the front. You know, I didn't want to put him on the square like that, man. But, yeah, no, come on, man. That boy, he's crying out for help. Let's take a break. All right, folks, final few minutes of the Kim Wade Show. Poor Snowball. But here's the deal, folks. We're being shown if we but stand. These people, look at the plans that they had at the beginning of this year. If we just, and what it showed us, and this, I told you, this is the year of the mirror. Think of all those people who abandoned Trump, who said they were Trump supporters. But when they thought that Trump was going down for the count, they jettisoned him out of their lives. Oh, no, I can't. Like, they were so much better than Trump. Like, my moral compass won't allow me to even point towards Donald Trump. So now that he's winning, let's see what they're going to do. Don't trust them in your foxhole, because they're not grounded in principle. And principle is what we're going to need going through here. Folks, we're not trying to say we're better than the rest. We just know what's better. My grandmother would always say, doing right is not hard, baby. It's making the decision to do right. That's where people challenge. That's where they stroke their chin, look down at their shoes. But when you're grounded, you don't need a course of 1,000 to agree with you to take the position. That's why Donald Trump is winning. Because God lords over his word, even for those who you think shouldn't be worthy based on the lifestyle you think they or you know them to have lived. Because you're pocket watching. You're seeing what blessings they got. Oh, no, they ain't all that. It's kind of the way Barbara Mike comes off to me. Oh, man, I know what the word. Man, I'm going to send Christ a memo. Let him. Hey, do you need to read? You need a concordance up there, Lord? Folks, stand for what's right. Our cause is right. What we believe in is right. If we but stand, we need some minds. We need Christian courage. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 22 hours. See you on the radio.